Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
This is Racing HQ on a Friday. At this time, we're joined by Brad Gray every week from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, we're into winter time. It's, you know, we can often find it tough, but look, soft five with a chance of a good four.
Yeah, that's a nice little bonus, isn't it? We've had good drying conditions, and today looks nice out the window, just having a squiz out now. So I think we should be pretty confidently playing on a good deck. We've been a bit spoilt with these fields in Sydney recently. I find in recent years that the form seems to taper off a little bit, but really solid, good numbers, and we're certainly seeing plenty of interest each week with different horses resuming at different times. Of course, this week we've got Sylvia's Mother to have a look at, and the interesting element of this card is there's seven runners at $2.30 or less, so it's either going to be a fill-up for the bookies, an absolute strip-out for the punters, or the other way around.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I've mentioned that El Manzora. What price are they betting Sylvia's with El Manzora?
It's even money at the moment.
Yeah, it's evens now, and El Manzora hasn't been officially scratched. Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Brad. Yeah, tricky meeting from a tips perspective. Generally don't need Brad or I to get on and tip you something at those sort of short odds. But then at the same time, the favourites have strong appeal in each race. So I found it pretty tricky. I've played away from those likely favourites there tomorrow. But interesting to see how it does play out. Hopefully we do get back onto that firm surface. And I have to agree with Brad. The recent round of meetings has been fantastic in Sydney, and looks to be good value there tomorrow if you can shop away from the favourites.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's get going. We're actually privileged to have Simon. I think you're counting down to holiday, Simon, aren't you? You're not far away, are you?
Yeah, not too far away, Andrew. July take off, so looking forward to that. So still around for a few more weeks, unfortunately.
Still there for... Okay. Unfortunately, don't be saying things like that. All right, now, Brad, we're going to start with you in race three tomorrow.
Yeah, Sir Bacchus for me here. I know he's a bit of an enigma, but I think the price is right to gamble that he brings his best form here. Asterius is making the market, but he looks vulnerable to me at $2.30 back in trip to 1,300 metres. Admittedly, I did get my fingers burnt with that horse taking him on their last start, but I think he's a good risk at the short odds. Sir Bacchus, we know he possesses the acceleration to win, can mix his form, but the run that stands out for me from last preparation was first up when he ran third behind Cradle Mountain and Dyslexic. If he can repeat that here, I think he's going to be somewhere in the finish. We know that Chris Waller's a meticulous trainer and very meticulous in everything he does, so I don't think it's a coincidence that Sir Bacchus resumes here the same track, the same trip, and the same jockey on, as we saw there first up last time in. And significantly, he's drawn softish to get the cover he needs to settle in the run, and the small field suits. I think he'll be somewhere thereabouts, and if it turns into a sit and sprint, might just suit this horse. So around $9, I think that's a reasonable gamble. Race 3, number 2.
Sir Bacchus here, $9. Simon Fragonard, it's not one of your tips, I emphasise it, but did it trial Wednesday?
I believe so. At Kembla, was it?
On the 12th? I reckon it trialed on Wednesday at Kembla.
So, interesting to see if she does take a place there. I thought she was solid enough first up. Agree with Brad in terms of taking on Asterius. 2:30, you'd be surprised if he starts around that quote. You'd imagine he will be adrift tomorrow.
All right, so Sir Bacchus, the first of Brad's race three, number two. The boys have both got tips in race four. Simon, which way do you go?
Yeah, I'll swing the way of Lundberg, Andrew. I know he obviously started favourite first up and was unable to win there, but I thought his performance was solid, and he just loomed up and then just peaked on his run late. I always want to follow those horses at their next start. England beat him on that occasion, but meets him 2.5 kilos, better off of the weights, and on his form last time in, Lundberg is a serious talent. That form around Vega Days is very good. And just first up, I think he probably needed the run. He stays at 1,200, which is a tick for me. From that inside draw, just gets a lovely suck up along the inside. There looks to be speed drawn across the track there tomorrow. So Sam should just be able to hold a position just off the likely speed. I'm not sure who's going to take it up. Spiritual Pursuit was the likely leader, but with her coming out, will be interesting to see who does press forward. Denaru resumes, Handle the Truth has speed, and Cattersby drawn the inside, and Oneness from out wide can also press forward. So I think he just gets a lovely chance to stalk the speed from that inside draw. And if he spiked significantly second up last preparation, he broke through for his main at Canterbury and then gapped them on the Kenzo over 1,300. If he shows similar improvement there on Saturday, he's going to be very hard to beat. And given he started favourite, $5.50 now, each way odds about him, more than happy to back him on Saturday. Race 4, number 6, Lungberg.
$5.50, as you mentioned. Which way for you, Brad, in race 4?
Snow Valley for me, guys. I'm convinced this filly's absolutely flying. I think we catch the right race here to cash in the right time. The bet up, $6.50. She won her first three starts before this campaign, and then the Matt Dunn stable threw her in the deep end a little bit there. And she ran well, but her chances were just cruel by a couple of wide draws. She got back into impossible positions and really rattled home. First up, it was in a hot edition of the Denise's Joy at Scone, won by Ready to Profit. Pretty in Pink actually trailed her home in fifth before, again, she drew wide in Queensland and hit the line quite sweetly behind Maltaja in a particularly quick race. That was easily the fastest 1,200 metres across the day at Doomben. And we know Maltaja's now hard in the market for the Group 1 Tats Tiara, so certainly nothing wrong with the form. Back sharply in grade here and drawn two. I think we can see a posse up a lot closer to the speed. Tim Clark rides. There's a few ticks there, so I think she's beautifully placed to win again. So race 4, number 10.
Yeah, Snow Valley at the moment, $6.50. And talking with Matt off-air earlier this morning, he said, look, we were looking at Ipswich with the Gabe Waterhouse, and then we come up with a poor draw. And he said, hang on, when we come up with Barrier 2, there was no hesitation. So he sounded like everything was perfect for Snow Valley tomorrow when we spoke to him. So currently it's $6.50. Now, Simon, your next tip is in race 5.
Yeah, we're all over Quacker Jack last weekend. He got the chocolates for us, but happy to play away from him on Saturday. I think So You Win. I don't think there's a lot between them on their last start wins, and happy to swing his way at the better price. Really caught the eye first up at Hawkesbury over the 1,500 and then took a good step forward, admittedly aided by a great ride from Sam Weatherly, but ran a new peak at this course and distance last start. So You Win kept fresh, 28 days between runs. Generally does race at his best at Rose Hill and drawn to get into a lovely stuck position for Jason Collard, who I feel probably one of the best sort of from inside draws. Jason's certainly the jockey one on, always seems to find his way. So I think he's trending the right way, as is Quacker Jack. I just think given the difference in price, happy to swing So You Win's way. Again, each way odds. If he repeats what he did at the course and distance last start, I'll be surprised if So You Win isn't in the finish. So race 5, number 7, So You Win.
Yeah, $5 right now, as you mentioned, with Tab. It's going to be interesting just how this plays out with Josh Parr. As we know, he's had an MRI scan taken of that knee yesterday, and he's awaiting results today at some stage. But Mark Newnham telling us yesterday, boys, that if Josh wasn't right, he may have a rethink, because the two of them do get along so well, Quacker Jack and Josh Parr. So if Josh doesn't ride, does Quacker Jack run? That would certainly reshape the market, Simon.
Yeah, definitely. As you touched on, Josh Parr, he's won 3 of 6 aboard Quacker Jack on the quick backup. So no surprises there if Josh is unable to ride. But they are the toughest athletes going around, jockeys. So no doubt if Josh is right, he'll be riding. But yeah, I think if he's not riding there tomorrow, you're probably right. Quacker Jack comes out, So You Win, probably starts firm favourite.
Yeah, it'll be interesting anyway. We'll keep everyone up to date once we get news of that. Simon, you finish it up in race 7 tomorrow.
Yeah, speaking of Josh Parr with his mount here, Sweet Victory. I thought she was a really good performance first up at Randwick over the 1,200. She was behind a wall of horses coming into the straight, and then once clear, she really found the line well down the outside. 1,200, well short of her best to perform as well as she did. I think it was a big tick for her coming into this preparation. She's only won the 3 from 17 and only placed 1 from 5 at Rose Hill. So there are a few chinks against her, only placing 3 of her last 10, but that's her best first up performance we've recorded for her. And given she did it at 1200, I think she is in for a good prep. And a big switch for her on the weekend. Started barrier 14 first up, drawn barrier 1 on Saturday. So she can get back into races, but from that inside draw, I'd imagine they won't want to give it away, especially stepping up to 1,500 metres. She was a sectional star first up. So if she can build on that performance, getting out to 1,500, which I think she will, I think she's going to be hard to hold out. Race 7, number 10, Sweet Victory.
All right, currently at 4.40 at Tab. So that's the last of the trio for Simon. Brad, you have one in the second last.
Yeah, there's plenty of shorties going around there on Saturday, as we know, but this is the one I couldn't resist. Sylvia's Mother in race 8. She's even running at the moment. I'm just, yeah, a little bit reluctant to chime in at the moment, given Al Manzora, you said, might come out of the market. So we'll have to watch and see what that market does there. But she's a filly that charged through the grades last preparation in four starts. She started at a Hawkesbury Class 1 before ending it as a favourite in the Group 2 Light Finger Stakes, of course, won by Nikita Jane. Now, she didn't win that race, but she just was probably at the end of her preparation, so I don't think we can judge her too harshly on that. In between those two runs was a big win over Alessio at Canterbury, and that mare went right on with the job and was a two-time Group 1 group winner. I think she won a Group 2 and a Group 3 off her next couple of starts, so there's nothing wrong with that form. And then she overcame all sorts of bother there at Randwick to still win, ease down one day. So she's a really top-quality filly, resuming at the time of year where you expect her to just be a little bit too good for these. She maps to get a perfect trail, and I saw everything I need to see in a recent Rose Hill trial to suggest that she's come back as well as ever. So I think she'll be winning. Race 8, number 12, nice and short.
Yeah, $2 right now, and then we'll wait and see. Almanzora, as we told you, trialled this morning, so you'd think it'll be coming out. But $2 right now for Sylvia's mother. So they're the three for each for the guys. Brad Gray, 3-2 Sir Bacchus, 4-10 Snow Valley, and 8-12 Sylvia's mother. And from Simon Denopoulos, 4-6 Lungberg, 5-7 So You Win, and 7-10 Sweet Victory. Good on you, Brad. You have a winning weekend, mate, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, good luck to the punters out there. Thanks, Andrew.
Plenty of info available on the Racing New South Wales website. And Simon Denopoulos, this week coming up, it's Royal Ascosh. We've got Hootson there representing Australia. But starting late Tuesday night, some great listing and viewing going on.
Yeah, certainly, Andrew. Lizzie Jelf's over there covering it for Sky Racing. Looking forward to the coverage. It's certainly one of my favourite weeks of the year. There'll be certainly a lack of sleep all week next week, so it might be a bit froggy come Friday. But yeah, very much looking forward to it. Obviously, good competitive racing, and shame not to see only Hootson representing Australia, but interesting to see how she does measure up.
Yeah, $15 right now. We're down to 17 in that King Stand. Batash is the favourite over Blue Point. They go pretty good, either of those, $3 and $3.50. And as I say, Hootson at $15, and we'll have more on that early part of this week coming up from Lizzie and the team there. But the Queen Anne, the King's Stand, the Prince of Wales, the Ascot Gold Cup, they're races of high note now, Simon, because you never know what's going to pop up come the autumn or the autumn time, and who knows about the springtime with the Everest.
Yeah, certainly, Andrew, looking from a sprint perspective, Blue Point, whether or not he could come down here, and then Cross Counter lining up in the Ascot Gold Cup, I'd say how he performs in that will swing whether or not we see him back down here in November. So yeah, all eyes on Ascot next week at the Racing Carnival, Andrew. It just rolls on, doesn't it? It never stops.
And hopefully we'll get some news. I tried to get it overnight and I couldn't, but Kieran McAvoy is there and James McDonald are there. The suggestions are that James will ride a number of horses for Judmont Farms for Sir Michael Stout. I think they're just finalising what horses, but I think he'll end up with some good rides for them. And Kieran McAvoy obviously rides Hootson in the King Stand, but he'll be riding a few for Charlie Appleby. And this is all because William Buick is still battling concussion and won't be riding at all. So some good opportunities coming up for Kieran McAvoy. He could well be on Cross Counter in that race, but that's not confirmed at this stage. Hey, Simon, we'll talk tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. All the best.